Peggy Wilson's stepping down for two reasons.
My mom hasn't been well, and I'm just worried about her so much, and because of session, I couldn't go.
And
since December, I've had four great-grandbabies being born, and there's another one on the way. I missed it with my grandchildren, and now my grandchildren are having children.
Wilson says her own health is fine, but at 68, the long days and late nights are taking their toll.
I don't want to be falling asleep in committees. And maybe I need to let somebody younger do this.
Wilson's been in Alaska's House of Representatives for 14 years. She began as the Wrangell-Petersburg Sitka rep, then reapportionment dropped all but Wrangell and added Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. She originally planned to run for re-election, and she expected it to be tough.
Ketchikan really is so used to having their own person that they really want somebody from Ketchikan. But they wanted somebody from Ketchikan last time, and I made it.
Wilson's first big issue was education, and she's continued to push for funding and other improvements.
It was my legislation that got the cost differential into place, and I feel real good about that.
But she's very concerned about the legislature and administration's recent directions. She says focusing on charter, church, and homeschools will hurt traditional public schools.
We do need to make changes in education, but we can't make them and leave people out. We've got to make the changes so that it can ultimately reach everyone and not just a select few.
One of Wilson's biggest disappointments was the failure of a roads and highways infrastructure fund. The retiring Wrangell lawmaker authored bills for the past 6 years. One measure made it through the House and to the Senate Finance Committee this session, but it remained there when the final gavel fell.
Are you going to try to get someone else to reintroduce this next time around, or is it this was the opportunity and it's lost?
No, I definitely am going to look for people that will continue on, because I firmly believe for the health of Alaska overall, our roads need fixing. We need to have more roads, and it's not going to happen with the current status quo.
Wilson continues on the job until her successor is sworn in. That'll cap a 19-year legislative career, 14 in Alaska and 5 in her previous home of North Carolina.
I will miss it. There's a little bit of an emptiness in my heart already. I can feel it. You just can't walk away and forget it. It's just impossible.
At least two people are running for Wilson's House seat. The most recent to announce is Ketchikan Visitors Bureau CEO Patty Mackey, a Republican who ran 2 years ago. Another is Ketchikan teacher Dan Ortiz, who will run as an independent. Others are expected. Wilson says she'll endorse whoever wins the August GOP primary. And what advice will she give to her successor?
Your word is your bond. Make sure that what you say is truthful and honest. And the number two would be never give up.
Wilson won her first Alaska election in the year 2000. That made her the first woman to serve in two states' legislatures. She worked for many years as a nurse. She's married to Woody Wilson, a former superintendent for the Wrangell, Haines, and Bristol Bay school districts. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.